For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. One of the great restaurants that needs to be on your radar because they're celebrating their 10th anniversary today is Surpass True Food. And they're celebrating their 10th anniversary, which means they have great staying power here in the city. And that's something to be proud of. And I have the owner, Scott Surpass, in the studio. Scott.
Hey.
That is something to be really proud of in this city.
Yeah, it is. It's a big accomplishment. 10 years is huge for a restaurant to be open, especially in such a competitive city that we're in right now.
And I have David Danzig, who is my foodie correspondent in the studio with us, the author of BitesandSights.net. And David has brought your restaurant to my attention years ago, and it's tremendous.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Appreciate you having us today. And, you know, today we have a 10-year anniversary party at the restaurant from 5 to 8. It's going to be $65, all-inclusive of tax and gratuity. There'll be beer and wine. Some of our favorite top choice appetizers that we serve will be passed along with fried oysters, April and hush puppies. We'll have some probably smoked salmon chips, and then we'll have some stations as well, too. We're going to have a gumbo station, reflective of where I'm from, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Roasted meat station with some kind of sauces and side accompaniments, and then a seafood station, too, as well. So it'll be a lot of fun, a little bit of jazz music, live jazz music, and part of the proceeds will go back to the Giving Kitchen.
I love that, the Giving Kitchen. And I love that about your industry, that you give back more than any industry I have ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's an important part of what we do. I mean, it's important that, especially being in a neighborhood like the old Fourth Ward, and it's meant so much, the support we've gotten throughout the years. And, you know, opened in 2009, which is kind of a tough time to open.
Yeah.
But it was kind of a good thing. It was kind of a, you know, kind of set a good baseline to, like, you know what, if I can make it in this, I can make it in anything. So you just got to get up with a positive attitude and just staying power and, you know, just keep an eye on cost and stuff and try to be as creative as possible and, you know, give the people what they want.
And back in 2009, the old Fourth Ward was not what it is today.
No.
I mean, the Beltline, I don't even know if that was a thing yet, or if it was, it hadn't developed. But you were definitely, you and Kevin Rathman down there, I think, anchored a lot of that development down there and brought a lot of people down. And yeah, congratulations on 10 years. That's like 50-year dog years in this scene. And there's just a lot of turnover and stuff, but it's definitely a testament to, like, the great food that you guys do and, and the service and the atmosphere. There's not a lot of New Orleans cuisine in town.
It's a little bit, you know, it's not, I don't want people to think it's full-blown New Orleans style cuisine, but we do have the flash fried oysters, we make our own andouille sausage, we do something called pigs in a blanket, we do beignets, we do seasonal crawfish bowls. What we're going to do this year, we're going to do a pop-up crawfish bowls throughout the spring, so not just one full-blown day, but, like, on Saturdays, there's so much foot traffic and so many, you know, people walking around in and out by the Beltline. I thought it would be fun just to do a few different pop-up crawfish bowls.
Yeah.
And, you know, that'd be a lot of fun, whether you dine on the patio with us or you call ahead and pick some up. You know, I remember growing up as a kid that we used to always go to, you know, if we didn't do a crawfish bowl at the house, there's a, you know, place down the street, a ballroom that bowl crawfish, and we pick up 5, 10 pounds, whatever, you know, to munch
on. It's one of the ultimate community food experiences, really. I mean, if you know, you dump out the pot and everybody's just getting in it, and it takes time to eat, so you're it's just a lot of
socializing,
a lot of
activity,
social interaction.
Yeah.
Everybody's fingers are gross, and you know, but
yeah, corn and potatoes, and now people are experimenting a little bit more. They're doing Brussels sprouts in there, and you know, always do mushrooms and sausage, and you know, it's like a gumbo almost. You know, it's a melting pot of everything that. You know, you have good conversation. Yeah. It's not just a quick 30-minute meal. It's hours, and, you know, you drink some adult beverages and have a good time.
Have you thought about getting into some of the Viet Cajun cuisine that's going on out there? There's sort of like this underground movement.
Yeah, I tried a couple places off of Buford Highway. Some places are good, but some of it is not exactly what I grew up on.
They haven't fleshed
it out. Yeah, they haven't really. You know, they do it a little bit differently. Some of them boil and then they'll put the seasoning on the outside of it, kind of like a Maryland-style crab boil, which they steam it. But, you know, I like to do my own thing, you know, what I grew up on and what I know. Yeah. So, but it's fun. It's a good time.
Okay, let me ask you. I've never eaten you call them crawfish or crayfish?
It's a crawfish.
Yeah. A crawfish.
In New Orleans, you call them crawfish.
Crawfish. I've never eaten a crawfish. What's the proper official way to eat a crawfish?
Well, you know, once they're boiled, you let them cool off for a second if you have time, and then you peel it, you twist the head off.
Okay.
And then you suck the head, and you pinch the tail, and you pull it off. Once you get the system down,
you
don't have to, but it's kind of like the sauce of the crawfish. You know, it's like instead of having, you pinch the tail, and there's a technique you can do, and you can slip it right off. So the veterans, the more experienced ones, they'll go through a lot more. Than somebody that's kind of a virgin to it and not knowing how to do it. They'll have to peel a tail, and it take them a minute just to get a small piece of meat out of it. The head part of it, to suck the head, is the juices. So it's like kind of the sauce of the boil.
Is it closest to a shrimp or a lobster?
Probably lobster,
I'd say.
Probably
a little lobster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they look like little lobsters in certain seasons where they're, there's crawfish. They have season.
Right.
Some seasons are better than others. A lot of it has to do with the rain and what it brings. I went to college in New Orleans, so I know a lot. So it brings up a lot of the sediment and food. And so sometimes they get big. And I remember years where you could actually eat the claw meat. They're so big. So it's really like a little lobster. But the mastery of it comes in guys like Scott here from Surpass Restaurant. They know how to get the spices right. And there is an art form to doing a proper crawfish boil.
I mean, especially last year, with the past few years, we've done hundreds of pounds of crawfish. So you got to kind of get the method down. I got two different pots going. Once you get one pot out, it's not a quick turnaround. It's a good hour window to get another pot made. So you got to have the system down to, you know, and then the spice level too. So you're like, all right, well, I don't want to go crazy. So, you know,
right.
People from Atlanta, it's not a lot of Atlantans in the Northeast, the West Coast, whatever.
Yeah.
You got to keep it somewhat mild too as well.
Okay, that makes total sense. Well, this will be the first year that I try it. I'm going to do it with you,
Scott. I'm going to video it. The world needs to see you get into crawfish.
Yeah, we'll definitely get you over there to try one of the crawfish bowls. And you always tell them it's not seasoned right unless you're sweating on the back of your neck.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So it's spicy.
That's what you can tell when you get the right seasoning in there.
That's right.
When the sweat starts coming out of the back of your hair.
You're working at it, too. I mean, you work for, it's like sunflower seeds. I mean, you're working for a tiny bit of meat.
Now, I'll do that with crab legs. I mean, I will go for the tiniest piece of meat.
Yeah. Well, this is a lot
and your lips are tingling, too. I mean, it's almost like your lips have a sunburn. It's good, though.
Okay.
So you also, you have another venture that just opened over kind of in the
Brookhaven
area called Dixie Q.
Correct.
And I think it's fantastic. So, really well executed barbecue. So that's a little bit of a departure.
I wanted to do something different. And, you know, the older I get, the more I feel like I'm getting closer to earth and that slow, you know, cooked movement and, you know, firewood and kind of caveman. I don't know what it is, but just a slow cooking off of hickory and oak and, 14 hours we smoke our brisket and pork and in the ribs, at, 4 hours. But we do wings, we do smoked salmon, we do, the sides, Brussels sprouts, mac and cheese. We do camellia red beans and rice from New Orleans. So there's a good variety of sides. And then we'll also do some lighter fare. I mean, not a lot, but we'll do a quinoa salad on the menu right now with arugula, goat cheese, and butternut squash. We have a bib lettuce salad right now that changes and rotates, and it's got different roasted vegetables, cucumbers, beets. And then we also have a Caesar salad with chipotle, a little bit of chipotle for a bite in the Caesar salad. But so we have some other options as well if you don't want to, venture in the hall, carnivore mood and eat all the meat, but it's going well. People are good responding.
Dixie Q, it's great. I put it right up there with the top barbecue places in town.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's going well. It's got a good response, and again, that community, that neighborhood's really been very receptive and coming out.
Yeah.
So the name of the restaurant is Serpas.
Serpas True Food.
True Food. What does True Food mean?
I mean, you know, true to what it is, I guess you could say. We came up with that saying, I guess, back in 2009. I think I was working with a PR department, and they thought it was a good idea to use the tagline Serpas True Food. True to what it is. I mean, you know, I'd like to say it's a contemporary American with a approachable food with an edge. If you haven't been to Serpas before, it's kind of a huge space. It's used to be an old cotton storage unit, but it's got like this sexy industrial feel with the old historic brick wall, cement floors that are stained, and then you got the glass facade, all glass windows, and it has a good feel to it. It's got a good lighting and stuff, and at night it really shines a lot. It's kind of like a gem in Old Fourth Ward, I'd say. Mm-hmm. But the food's approachable. You know, we have everything from flash fried oysters, smoked salmon chips, pigs in a blanket, which I mentioned, mussels. We have great salads. We do gumbo right now. You know, when it's in season, it's a little bit cooler. I try to do some gumbo. And then on the menu, main courses, we do a 14-ounce Berkshire pork chop. We do scallops. We do ribeyes. We do duck. We do a good variety of the whole gamut, you know.
Do you have po' boys?
No, we don't do po' boys. Not really, no. But you never know. Maybe I'll open a po' boy joint sometime soon.
I think it would do great.
Yeah.
You just got to get Leidenheimer's bakery to ship the bread.
Well, I get Leidenheimer's for the bread pudding and stuff, and we try to mix it up. We do at Dixie Q, we do a Philly cheesesteak with a leftover brisket.
Oh, wow.
And that's a really big popular. Wow. We do French bread with smoked tomato aioli and shaved brisket on the flat top with peppers and onions and, you know, some good old American cheese melted. It's very popular.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us a little more about tonight and if people want to join you in the festivities.
Yeah, and if you didn't go online and purchase tickets, you can come to the door and purchase them as well. It's going to be from 5 to 8 at Dixie Q, and that's 659 Auburn Avenue in the Old Fourth Ward. And it's going to be a good time. Just come out and join us in celebrating the 10 years that we've been around. And thanks for giving back to what we started back in 2009.
All right. Sounds great. And that's tonight. And hats off to you for the staying power in this city for 10 years.
Amen.
That's an old guard, and that's true testament to what you have to offer the city.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And again, thanks to all the patrons out there that helped support us throughout the years. And if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be around. So
we're going to find out in this next segment what you attest your success to. And you've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we are broadcasting live from the home show. Hope you can join us. We have in the broadcast booth with us David Danzig of the website bitesandsights.net. And we have the owner and chef of Serpas True Food in the studio with us, Scott Serpas. And Scott is celebrating his 10-year anniversary at Serpas True Food. And Scott, that's just unheard of in this city. And I want to know what you attribute the success of the restaurant to.
You know, I just think focus the details and getting up every day with a great attitude and being positive and, you know, the support I have around me. My sous chef has been with me for 10 years, Manuel Laura.
Wow. And in an industry where there's so much turnover, that's
it's a testament to what he does and what we do together. And just, the great staff and just the understanding of what we need to do and to order to make our customers happy, you know. Trying to be positive every day and putting out a good product and being consistent as possible. There's a lot of competition out there, especially right now. And, you know, like I tell the staff, if we don't do it, you know, they're going to go somewhere else. There's 1,000 other choices that they have in the city. So we got to make it right. And, you know, we understand the fact that people are going to make mistakes. It's human nature, you know, but it's important to address those facts before they leave the door, because it seems to be that people will crucify you if you make a mistake and tell 10 people. But if you do a great job, they'll tell one person. So it's important that, you know, you understand that and try to read the guest and try to communicate as much as possible so we can address any issues that might be, you know, happening before they leave. So we can at least address them. And, you know, for the most part, people are forgiving. As long as you're honest with them and you tell them up front, listen, we're a little bit, you know, whatever the case may be, the kitchen's running behind. Sorry we didn't get that right. You know, at least if you address it,
sure.
That's the most important thing, I think. So, you know, just like I said, you know, staying power, getting up with a great attitude, and trying to change things up a little bit, and knowing what the menu, what people like, what you can change, what you can take off, what you can't take off, and understanding, you know, the direction of people's palate or cuisine or what they're looking for.
Well, it's obvious that you still have a passion after 10 years for what you do and what you're putting out there to the public.
Absolutely. I mean, you see everything around you changing and growing, and especially in Atlanta. I mean, it's just booming right now, Old Fourth Ward and the Beltline right behind us. So you got to be competitive. You got to be, you know, you got to be somewhat still relevant. So you always got to, you know, keep reading and find out what's going on. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And the testament, I think, is it really consistency is sort of the baseline. I think just a lot of people are just like, just be consistent. Just I want to, if I had a great experience, I want to come back and have a great experience. And, you know, you guys execute. And that's why you stick around for 10 years.
That's Scott Surpass with Surpass True Food and his 10th anniversary.
Well, thanks for having me. And please come out and support us tonight at Surpass True Food from 5 to 8.
We'll be there. You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living, where we're broadcasting live from the Atlanta Home Show. Thank you so much for listening. Well, we like to talk about food and wine and travel. I have in the Home Show booth my buddy,
yes,
David Danzig,
yes,
of the website bitesandsights.net. And David, we talk about food and wine,
yeah,
and getting out of the city. And one of the best places to do that is for the TPC Sawgrass. The Tournament Players Club at Sawgrass is a course in the southeast United States, located in the beautiful Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, southeast of Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
It's home of the PGA Tour and hosts the Players Championship. The PGA Tour is the signature event now held in March. That's March the 12th through the 17th. I have Jared Rice. He's the executive director of the Players Championship, vice president of tournament revenue and championship management. And Jared, you have your hands full because the tournament is literally right around the corner. And from what I understand, what David has told me, this is a beautiful, wonderful event to attend, and our listeners would be remiss if they didn't have this on their to-do list.
Well, thank you both for having me on today, and yes, that's a fantastic setup, and thank you for doing that. We were fortunate enough to spend some time with David, and I think it's one of those events, the Players' Championship is one of those events where, you know, really seeing is believing is probably the best, mm-hmm, best way to put it. And that for a lot of our partners and guests and national, international guests that come into Ponte Vedra for the tournament, one of the first things they say to us is we had no idea how much fun this was, or we had no idea that attending a golf tournament, could be this good. And I think it's a combination of a few things. It's, you mentioned food and wine and, you know, how much focus we put on the ancillary areas of the surrounds for the fan experience, focusing on local restaurateurs and great access to food and beverage for everybody, plus the combination of ease and of access upon first arrival up to and including while on site during the tournament. We have, you know, kind of something that is unique here is that it's the first purpose-built golf course. So this goes back to the mid-70s and really the development of stadium, you know, stadium golf,
right?
And thus the name of stadium course. So the course and the tournament were built under one vision, and you know, being able to witness this tournament really on any golf hole on any day from any vantage point of any player is something that we can commit to our fans, and makes it that much more unique and special.
Yeah, so I think here in Atlanta, we've got the Tour Championship that just you know, it culminates the golf season, and it's the FedEx Cup. And, you know, last year we had this unforgettable, iconic tournament at East Lake, which culminated with Tiger Woods winning the tournament. And I think a lot of people have seen the footage of the gallery just exploding onto the fairway there on 18 and following up. So I think Atlanta, we have this new appreciation for golf and golf tournaments. A lot of people can't get to the Masters, but like the Tour Championship, the Players Championship is very accessible. It's great for just everyday fans. And I was showing Belinda the video of the 17, number 17. A lot of people will know exactly what I'm talking about. They'll visualize it. The number 17 hole on this golf course is an island green. It is surrounded by water. It's a small 137, 150 yard at most shot. But the Belinda was like, you know, she just, I was like, let me show you a couple of these. And, you know, Ricky Fowler went in the water. The guy's won the tournament. He's one of the greatest golfers in the world. Even the great golfers.
Now, David's setting this up because his ball did not go in the
I
water.
I did not. I landed on terra firma. I did land on grass, but it did go in the water. It is one of the most incredible voyeuristic experiences, even if you're not a golfer. And it's really more about the tournament's much more than number 17, but I think a lot of people will.
I think I would camp out at
number
at 17. The 17th
it's
hole.
It's pure theater. So I know that's a big draw for you guys, Jared.
Sure, sure, and there are a lot of parallels to East Lake and the Tour Championship. And you touch on a few critical things I think would be, you know, interesting for your listeners is the Players Championship has been played in May for the last 11 years.
Right.
And with the PGA Tour's schedule now condensing, and that by that I mean we are ending the FedEx Cup season 2 weeks earlier. So for the past X number of years, we've had the Tour Championship in Atlanta in the you know, early to mid-September time frame. That'll now be completed before Labor Day. And so that condensing of the schedule also led to the Players Championship moving from its tradition, from its May date of the last 11 years to now to March.
Right.
And that's where the tournament was originally since the late 70s. And when the course was designed, getting back to your point about the course, it was designed with a March play date in mind. Now, while we'll always deliver championship conditions for the course for our players whenever we host the tournament, it is interesting that while number 17 is 137 yards, I bring all this up is because in May, typically the winds here in Northeast Florida will be behind the player on number 17, whereas in March, it will now be in their face.
Yeah.
And the same goes for number 18. So now you have arguably the three finishing holes in all of, most difficult finishing holes in all of golf. You have a tournament that is on a golf course that was built to be equalizing and not favor any one style of play. So there's no home course advantage,
right,
if you will, for any player. You put 50,000 people on the golf course, and it can support that number of people because of all the amenities and surrounds and ease of access. You layer on the elements of Mother Nature and the pressures of prize money and fans and all those, you know, all the elevated status of winning this tournament, and all of a sudden that 137-yard shot gets a little more tricky.
Oh, yeah. It's knee-buckling. Even I was out there by my, you know, with just the caddy and my buddy, And man, the adrenaline, you can only imagine. You're starting to see the grandstands be built. But, I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize. I mean, Ponte Vedra, it's five and a half hour drive from Atlanta. And early March, if you have an early spring break, my kid doesn't even have spring break. We're just going to come down Friday afternoon and stay probably through Sunday. So now's probably a good time, would you say, to get your hotel and maybe some parking and go ahead and get your tickets to the event, would you say?
It's a great family outing, sports fan, sports enthusiast. Highly, highly recommend it, and it's probably obvious that I'm saying that in my role. But I think when you, again, combine all the theater, the amenities of food and beverage, and how we've built out just these amazing areas for fans to congregate, it's a lot of fun. We make it very approachable, and we make it more diverse. And by that, I mean you can go online, like you said, you go to theplayers.com, and you can see information about ticket availability. And in fact, at our tournament, much like Eastlake, kids 18 and under are admitted free to the tournament.
I love that.
With a ticket adult.
Yeah, we'd also be remiss because, you know, we do have some listeners out there that with champagne tastes and the wallets to go along with it. You have a thing you were telling me about, the Players Club, which is ultra VIP, and it's invite only. I thought that was kind of interesting. You have to kind of submit a request to get an invitation, but this is pretty Mac Daddy. It's you know, the it's basically unlimited food and beverage on 17 and 18, private viewing of those holes, which is unbelievable. You get a $500 shopping experience at the shop, and then kind of like at the Masters, there's places where you can get only unique keepsakes that are only available during the week and for people attending the Players Club. It's $6,000, so that's per ticket, but that's for 6 days, and you know, that's something pretty unbelievable. And you were telling me some of the highlights of that. You want to go into that a little bit?
While it is certainly not for everybody, it is an amazing experience, and we built it in a way that has to deliver on that kind of promise, and that one can't want or wish for anything. It is white glove from the moment of arrival to and through the entire experience, all, you know, starting with whether it's a valet and valet drop off and champagne reception to exclusive access inside our 77,000 square foot Mediterranean Revival design clubhouse here at TPC Sawgrass, which is pretty cool because there's a very limited number of people that even have access inside the clubhouse. The food and beverage is incredible. I've recently seen the menus, and includes Wagyu beef one day, and we have a sushi chef. I still struggle with that. Our head chef flies in from Seattle, that they've been good friends for a lot of years, and the Epicurean focus, the food and beverage is delivered in a way and modeled in. This is something that anybody from anywhere would not otherwise have experienced before.
It's a wow factor.
And then you
thing.
Layer, absolutely have to have that. And then you layer on for here because of how the course was designed and that approachability and diversity that we try to promote in terms of accessibility to the game for people that love golf, to those that just love great food. We've also built, as part of that ticket, a private suite on number 18 green that is the closest physical structure to the number 18 pin, as well as a private suite above the Golf Channel set on the number 17 tee box that is 30 feet in the air and just provides amazing vistas, again, that are exclusive to these ticket holders. So not only do you have the creature comforts and the amazing food, but the on-course access and viewability is really second to none.
Well, it's the life I was meant to live.
That was the life for Belinda. But let's just say a mortal like me, what's a ticket for an adult, just a general admission ticket, just so if people want to run down and drive down there, what's realistic?
Sure. Well, they run from per day. The practice rounds start at $25 for an adult to our Friday and Saturday rounds are $70 per ticket per adult. And again, if you're bringing the family or some young ones, you could bring as many kids 18 and under as you wanted or dared driving down from Atlanta with each adult ticket. And then we have really encourage people to view theplayers.com and go to our ticket area. We have family plans that are a combination of tickets and food and beverage vouchers that are provided at a discounted rate. We have a student offer for, you mentioned, spring break. We have discounted tickets for university students with a verified ID. We have some weekly tickets available, which provide some scale and efficiency on price if you're coming from multiple days.
Jared Rice with TPC Sawgrass Tournament Players Club. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio. This is an event that's going to be amazing, and I hope a lot of our listeners take advantage of.
Thank you so much for the time, and we look forward to seeing you both here in March. Thanks so much.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jared.
You've been listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in and all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, food writer for Encore Magazine and his own website, bitesandsights.net. You have a hidden gem to share.
Yeah,
today.
This is a very hidden gem, but if you're willing to look for it, I really think you'll be happily rewarded. So this is a new restaurant. It's called Adelina. It's near Northside Parkway and the Chattahoochee River. It's by the new North Atlanta High School campus, if you know that area over there.
Yeah.
So right off Northside Parkway is an entrance to the Post Riverside apartment complex. It's sort of nondescript, but if you go up that hill, it sort of winds through this beautiful wooded area, and you emerge in this idyllic little town square, and there's a fountain, and there's spectacular landscaping because it's a post property. And right there on the little square, it's like you've arrived in this charming little Italian village, sits Adelina. So this is a really handsome space. They did a beautiful job on the restaurant, and it overlooks the woods and this little square, and it's very unique, and it's kind of an escape from the sprawl. So in the kitchen is Josh Hopkins. He used to be at Hugh Atchison's Empire State South.
Wow.
He's creating some very exciting rendition of Italian food classics, stuff like octopus arancini, pork and ricotta meatballs. He does a lobster risotto, a blue crab pepperdell. Like, these are modern spins on time-tested Italian dishes. And if you're craving pizza, they have a wood fire oven, and they do Neapolitan-inspired pies topped with things like bacon and Brussels sprouts, butternut squash, salami. So Adelina, it's open for lunch and or dinner. And then, you know, spring's coming. They have this great cafe-style terrace. It would be a really cool place. So set a GPS. It's not the easiest place to find. It's called Adelina. I've got photos and more information and links up at bitesandsites.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net.
Excellent. Where can we find you during the week?
Well, follow me on all the social media. Same thing. My handle is at bitesandsites.
Excellent. Thank you so much, and we look forward to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.